It's been fantastic. Except for Tina Turner dying.
Yeah.
She was sick for a long time, but that really sucked. I had good times.
She seemed
times.
To be pretty spry in her 80s.
Well, she had a serious illness. She had all kinds of problems. But man, that was a nice lady. I had a lot of fun times with her.
Yeah, whoa.
Should I tell you one? Should I tell you a fun time?
Go for it.
Okay. So she came. This is when I was in Holland. This is how far back our relationship goes. And she came to, I think she was doing a concert. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was doing concerts. And this is the, like, 84. So as one does, of course, you're coming to the Netherlands and the top record retailer has to have attention. Because, you know, that's how it works. It's the way it used to work. You know, the number one guy in retail, you gotta kiss his ass. So the record company set up this special lunch for this guy who was a real farmer. I mean, he spoke farmer English. It's hard to explain, but in Holland, people understand when I say it was a real farmer, just a real, like a redneck, basically. And they invited me because she was going to be on my show to interview her. And it's basically us in this restaurant eating at a table and this guy presenting this huge, ugly, triple platinum piece of crap that, you know, you can't take back with you. You know, it's one of those horrible music industry things. And he starts off by, yes, I'm so happy here to have Tiny Turner with us today. And you could just see everyone cringing, but no one dared say, like, dude, it's Tina Turner. Tiny Turner has sold so many records here in the lowlands. We love it very, very much. And she was just, and I looked at her and I said, because I was sitting across from her. It's like, I'm so sorry about this. This is welcome to the Netherlands. And she was so proper, and this was in her, I think, Beyond Thunderdome days. Remember when she came back from England? I'm Tina Turner, I talk like this. Remember that? When she got all Thunderdome-y?
No.
Anyway, once the chicken arrived, I know it sounds racist, but man, Annie Mae Bullock, when she dove right into the chicken with her hands, screw the cutlery, and we had a great lunch. And many laughs ensued over the douchebag. Anyway, just one of the many fun moments with Tina Turner.
That's what happened to the trophy.
Oh, I'm sure it got left behind at the record company. No one wants that stuff in their home. You know, it's not a trophy. It's one of those, it's like 4 feet long and has four, you know, the
stuff
platinum
you got on
records.
Your wall.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You've got it.
Even I don't have the 4 foot long one up. Yeah, I put it in the garage, actually. I decided new house.
I use it to stop the car.
New house. I decide not to put any of that in the house. It's in the garage, kind of like a Pennzoil sign. That's where I got all that stuff.